Robinhood bietet Ihnen Zugang zum US-Aktienmarkt. Sie können Krypto zu niedrigen Kosten kaufen und verkaufen. Alles an einem Ort. Auf Robinhood. Investment- und Kryptowertedienstleistungen für EU-Kunden werden von der Robinhood Europe UAB angeboten, die von der Zentralbank Litauens als Finanzmakler und Kryptowertedienstleister zugelassen ist und deren Aufsicht unterliegt. Termingeschäfte auf US-Aktien und ETF-Token bergen ein erhebliches Risiko und sind nicht für alle Anleger geeignet. Bitte überlegen Sie sich sorgfältig, ob Investments in derartige Finanzinstrumente mit Blick auf Ihre Erfahrung, Risikotoleranz und Finanzlage für Sie geeignet sind. Beachten Sie die geltenden Beschränkungen und Zulassungsvoraussetzungen.
Geheimnisse, die nie ans Licht kommen sollten, jetzt aufgedeckt. Akte X-Star David Duchovny enthüllt in Secrets Declassified wahre CIA-Operationen, mysteriöse UFO-Sichtungen des Militärs, Area 51 und mehr. Immer mittwochs um 20.15 Uhr auf dem History Channel. Empfangbar über Sky, Vodafone, Telekom oder im Stream bei Amazon Prime Video und YouTube Primetime Channels.
Hi there, Anusha Battersby here, voice of Gwen in the Magnus Protocol. Today, I'm here to advertise Thirst, a new story recently launched from the talented team behind the Penumbra podcast on the RQ network. Thirst is a horror satire podcast about exploitative entertainment in a crumbling world. In a future America somehow even worse than the present, four couples must survive a dangerous reality TV competition designed by a sadistic host and a cheerfully violent algorithm. Outside, sea levels are rising and the temperature is climbing. Inside, tensions quickly reach their boiling point. Ridiculous and horrifying, Thirst asks how much the residents of this crumbling empire are willing to trade away for a chance at wealth and safety. Get hooked on Thirst by searching for the Penumbra podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or go to www.thepenumbrapodcast.com or www.rustyquill.com for more information.
Hello everybody, and congratulations on making it to the end of the first season of the Magnus Protocol. Ahead of today's episode, we thought it might be a good idea to give everyone a rundown of what to expect during the hiatus and what else we have going on in the meantime, because, as always, there's a lot. Like, a lot. Okay, first things first, we have a bunch of bonus content unlocked thanks to Kickstarter and Patreon backers, so thank you to everyone who contributed to our horrible silliness. Today's episode is the first of our bonus hiatus content, and we're starting with the epilogue for Season 1. This little addenda to what you've already heard is canon, and I'll be honest, pretty important to listen to for the story, even if it isn't a full-length episode. After this, we have our first fluff episode that we have affectionately titled Plenty of Fish. Though technically canon, it is absolutely not essential to the plot, and is guaranteed absolutely zero horror. Just a slice of OIAR life. Then we have our first What If episode, rather less affectionately titled What If Everyone Just Listened to Colin? This is non-canon and takes a look at how things would have panned out in the story with one small but important change. We'll leave you to guess what we changed in this one. After this, we have a whole host of additional content, including the Season 2 trailer and the release of our latest Rusty Fears, which you'll be able to vote on, with the winner getting to help write an episode of Protocol. We might even try to sneak in a Q&A and some third-party recordings, if you're good. After all this, you can expect a return of the Magnus Protocol for Season 2 in February 2025. We know that feels a long way off, but making this show is an absolutely monumental effort, and as fun as making it is, our staff have yet to volunteer to have their weak fleshy bodies replaced by glorious chrome, so they do occasionally need a break. For now. Outside the main feed, though, it's busy, 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 with the Season 2 premiere preview on the way. In terms of other bonus materials, don't worry, we are still working on all of them, we're just waiting on some third-party bits and bobs beyond our control. We'll update everyone on each element as soon as we're sure things are locked in, so be sure to keep an eye on Kickstarter and Patreon updates. Beyond that, I'm happy to say final approvals on the Magnus Archives TTRPG developed by Monty Cook Games are complete, and stuff is looking very shiny and should be being printed in enormous numbers as we speak. In a similar vein, many of you will already know that we have a Magnus Protocol board game on the way, developed by the team behind the massively popular Coup, The Resistance, and Sherlock Files games. The fundraising for this project will be starting soon, so make sure you head over to rustyquill.com/boardgame, where you can register your interest for when it goes live and get first dibs on some early bird goodies. And if all that is not enough for you, you greedy little content goblin, don't forget we have an entire network of shows you can fill your boots on, not to mention Neon Inkwell, our in-house sister podcast, where we showcase the brightest and darkest new talent in audio fiction, including some familiar names too. Well, that's about everything for now, apart from saying thank you to every one of you who helps make this possible, and hoping you enjoy today's episode. Or don't. I mean, it's going to happen to you either way, so... Rusty Quill presents... The Magnus Protocol. Season 1, Epilogue.
Hello? Lena?
Lena, we need to talk.
Ah! Oh, for Christ's sake, Alice!
Gwen! What are you doing in here?
I thought you were someone else.
Right. Where's Lena? I need to talk to her.
Lena's gone.
Gone where?
Who's to say?
Stop pissing around, Gwen. She's not picking up her phone and this is important.
Well, then I can't wait to hear it.
Gwen!
Since I'm in charge now.
You what?
You heard. Lena's been let go on multiple counts of negligence, incompetence, possibly even corruption.
This isn't a fucking joke, Gwen. Sam's...
What? Sam's what? Alice.
I don't... He and Celia, they found a thing, and one of your externals was there, and they... She says he...
Dead?
No. Maybe. No, I don't know.
You're not making sense, Alice. Where's Celia? I'll ask her myself.
She went home. She needed to be with her baby.
You're serious, aren't you? I don't know what to say.
No, you don't.
So, what do we do?
Well, I was going to talk to Lena, but apparently it's just your useless ass here.
Excuse me, I am not useless.
Save it!
Look, I'll admit, this is still very new to me. Do you know if Lena had any sort of documentation for this sort of thing?
What?
You know, like a guide, a manual, that sort of thing.
No! I don't think she had a manual for this.
I just need something that explains her role, the procedures.
Gwen, please just stop.
Look, I know this is hard. But Lena must have had a contingency for something like this. I mean, look how quickly she dealt with Colin. All we need to do is find the manual and just...
Colin!
Jesus, it got Colin too!
What? No. He called me just before. He sounded in a bad way, and then with everything, I never called him back.
Fine, just make it quick. We've got enough on our plate without... Is that...
Colin.
Maybe he came in to do some work?
He wasn't out there when I came in.
Maybe he just left his phone here?
He was getting weird about them. But then how did he call me last night? Voicemail. Come on.
You're sure it was in here?
Pretty sure. Colleen?
Maybe he's hiding?
Why would he be hiding?
He's not supposed to be here, remember? Not after the whole hammer thing.
Well, his phone is, at least.
Anything?
No.
Try calling again. Over there. You think he left his phone on a server rack?
I hardly think he's hiding inside it, do you?
Open it.
You open it?
Alice, I'm your manager and I'm telling you to open it.
I am telling you, not a cat in hell's chance.
Oh, for goodness sake, must I do everything myself?
Oh, Colin.
What are you...
The Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Jonathan Sims and edited with additional materials by Alexander J. Newell. With vocal edits by Nico Vitesi, soundscaping by Meg McKellar, and mastering by Catherine Rinella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Shahan Hamza as Samama Khalid, Anusha Battersby as Gwen Bouchard. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F. G. Hamilton, and associate producers Jordan L. Hawk, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, CTS de Raven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Robinhood bietet Ihnen Zugang zum US-Aktienmarkt. Sie können Krypto zu niedrigen Kosten kaufen und verkaufen. Alles an einem Ort auf Robinhood. Investment- und Kryptowertedienstleistungen für EU-Kunden werden von der Robinhood Europe UAB angeboten, die von der Zentralbank Litauens als Finanzmakler und Kryptowertedienstleister zugelassen ist und deren Aufsicht unterliegt. Termingeschäfte auf US-Aktien und ETF-Token bergen ein erhebliches Risiko und sind nicht für alle Anleger geeignet. Bitte überlegen Sie sich sorgfältig, ob Investments in derartige Finanzinstrumente mit Blick auf Ihre Erfahrung, Risikotoleranz und Finanzlage für Sie geeignet sind. Beachten Sie die geltenden Beschränkungen und Zulassungsvoraussetzungen.
Hi there, Anusha Battersby here, voice of Wen in the Magnus Protocol. Today, I'm here to advertise Thirst, a new story recently launched from the talented team behind the Penumbra podcast on the RQ network. Thirst is a horror satire podcast about exploitative entertainment in a crumbling world. In a future America somehow even worse than the present, four couples must survive a dangerous reality TV competition designed by a sadistic host and a cheerfully violent algorithm. Outside, sea levels are rising and the temperature is climbing. Inside, tensions quickly reach their boiling point. Ridiculous and horrifying, Thirst asks how much the residents of this crumbling empire are willing to trade away for a chance at wealth and safety. Get hooked on Thirst by searching for the Penumbra podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, or go to www.thepenumbrapodcast.com or www.rustyquill.com for more information.